Hi, this is a dictation for Tasha Cox, T-A-S-H-A-T-O-X. Tasha Cox's date of birth is 7/21/1966. Date of accident is 2/9/1985. The date of service is 12/12/2025. Tasha Cox presents herself for a history of various pain syndrome as related to an automobile accident of 2/9/85, where she was a front seat passenger and she was hit on T-bone passenger side. The impact caused her a comatose condition and various other issues, including Parkinsonism, traumatic paraplegia, she became paranoid, and she had various other issues like seizures and poor cognition. She developed multiple spondylitis for multiple levels, from lumbar to cervical, chronic pain, and severe TBI-related issues. She's seeing Dr. Parks for most of the issues, and she's on various medication. For example, bromcriptine, carbidopa, desiloratidine, fluoxetine, minoxidil, prilosec, simvastatin, Depakote, Zocor, Remicade, and mesalamine. I can spell them: bromocriptine, tarbidopa, desiloratidine, fluoxetine, fluoxetine, minoxidil, minoxidil, prilosec, simvastatin, simvastatin, Depakote, Depakote, Zocor, Zocor, Remicade, Remicade, and mesalamine, Mesalamine. The patient is doing very well. Currently, she refuses all injection treatments or any other specialist consultation. She only wants to do physical therapy and massage and see Dr. Parks for long term. And at this time, her pain is reported to be present in the neck, both shoulders, the right elbow, both hands, both hips, both knees, both ankles, as well as neck and the lower back, to the tune of 8. They vary from 5 to 8, and ADLs are reported to be affected at 5. 60% relief is reported by the patient. And if you view the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan, and in physical examination, blood pressure is 115/78, pulse 75, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 11/12/2025, dictation number 1117-047. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at patient request. Her maps have been reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is in compliance. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times a week for the neck, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees. And patient remains off work, housework replacement, and transportation. She does walk with a rollator walker, and I don't think she can work for the rest of her life. Thank you. She's on disability also.